This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Airport taxi operators claim unauthorized cab drivers are impacting their business. St. Giles Nursery School relocated today to facilitate remedial work. A political scientist weighs in on the U.S. presidential elections. The opposition leader criticizes government for failing to reform the country's constitution before its Republican transition. And Spain rescuers search underground parking as fresh flooding hit Barcelona. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Taxi operators are raising concerns that taxis from an online transportation app and other unauthorized cab drivers are taking away jobs and impacting business. One operator voiced his frustration on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program. He said that taxis from the Pickup Barbados app have been creating a challenge. He believes airport insiders are advising them to stay nearby.
These Pickup Barbados taxis parking in the gas station at the airport. The parking worked at the side of the curb where the man is selling the coke. That's where they sell the gas station. The parking will park the, some of them parking in the taxi stand at the airport. You look at them, the hole in the phone, as they hear ping, press it, and they're going up on the line and picking up the job. And they only come in because the price raised. This app is a similar app to Uber. If this continues like this for the next year and a half, 2 years, the working can come to the line at the airport, picking me up there without a job, without work.
Meantime, President of the Barbados Transport Co-op Society, Anthony Harewood, confirmed the development. He believes if the situation is left unchecked, it could worsen and lead to greater challenges for those who pay to operate at the airport.
Yes, we do have a situation where those, especially from Pickup Barbados, are coming to the airport and collecting jobs that would normally have come to the taxis who ply their trade at the airport on the franchise. And we are of a firm belief that this should not be allowed. One is too many. And if left unchecked, we are pretty sure it would get worse. So we definitely need to speak out about it and to see how we can best preserve our livelihood.
President of the Barbados Transport Co-op Society, Anthony Harewood. St. Giles Nursery School will be relocated to the Maria Holder Nursery School in Government Hill, St. Michael, from today until further notice. A statement from the Ministry of Education said this is to allow for urgent work to be done on floor tiles. Parents and guardians have been assured that their children will continue to receive the same high standard of teaching and learning while at this location. The ministry said updates on the status of St. Giles Nursery will be issued at regular intervals. A local political scientist predicts Donald Trump will be re-elected president of the United States as millions of registered voters cast their ballots today in what is a tight race to the White House. Devron Bruce tells Starcom Network News, Trump may well be the next leader of the free world given the large support the former president has still been able to hold on to leading up to today's election. Just about 244 million people are eligible to vote, with polls open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in many states.
I think everybody's well aware that the polls are extremely close. I am not sure if it would go out on a limb to predict, but had I done so, I would likely say Donald Trump would likely be the victor in the context of the fact that he's shown his ability to perform well on two separate occasions. So if you think of 2016, he was written off and did quite well both electorally as it relates to the college as well as the popular vote, or rather the national vote as opposed to popular vote because he lost the popular vote. And in 2020, he also performed quite well as it relates to the national vote as well.
Mr. Bruce highlighted a number of factors that could lead to Vice President Kamala Harris's defeat at the polls.
As it relates to Kamala, we've not seen her at the top of a ticket before. And I think that she still has quite a few things riding against her, given her gender, given her race, for instance, and given, interestingly enough, incumbency. So we know that we are dealing with an economy post-COVID in the U.S., and a lot of persons have been dealing with issues such as inflation, and particularly demographics that will likely support her, which would be working class, which would be blacks, which would be persons in minority groupings, so to speak.
political scientist Devron Bruce. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne believes government should have facilitated reform of the country's constitution before its transition to Republican status. His comments followed Prime Minister Mia Mottley's announcement that Barbadians will have the opportunity to review the recommendations made in the recently submitted reports on constitutional and parliamentary reform.
Barbados has spent the last 3 years claiming to be a republic while loitering on the premises of Westminster constitutional traditions. The process that the Prime Minister now contemplates ought to have been pursued before the announced transition to republican status. I am not aware that any other country has done it this way. The government started wrong, and the Prime Minister is now inviting the people of Barbados to put the process right. I am not sure that the Prime Minister will now excite the people's genuine interests.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. The Minister of Agriculture, Indar Weir, says that climate challenges have posed an issue for governments. Farmers' empowerment and enfranchisement drive, known as the FEED program, forcing some farmers to withdraw. FEED was started in 2019, aimed at transitioning people into agriculture, with government providing training and land. Speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program, Mr. Weir explained that the process has slowed as a result, but noted that they're working to address the issues caused by the unstable weather.
The pace at which we had to move, getting people on land, collided with what started to happen in a real way of the climate, where agriculture predominantly in Barbados was rain-fed, but we then had to start moving to pump water to various locations in order for people to get access to water because the drought periods have been more prolonged than we've known them to be. And then when the rain started, we started getting more floods. These things result in a major setback. It's not something that I could have control or anything that we anticipated when we started the FEED program back somewhere in 2019. The reality of it is that we've started to address it and it has slowed down the process and there's no reason for anyone to hide that.
He added that of the 800 people who were able to obtain land, over 400 of those have left the program.
The hardcore problem, David, with this is that the FEED program attracted people who had an interest. Many of those people have now moved on to other jobs, and so therefore they have found stability elsewhere. They still want to retain the land, but they do not have the wherewithal to combine the two. And therefore you would find that people have land, it is lapsing in production, and we then have to write to them and switch them out to people who are either producing or people who have been waiting. And this has been the challenge with the FEED program. So it's not to say that we are not doing what we are supposed to do with the FEED program, but there's a dynamic that no one can tell me that they have 100% fix on.
Minister of Agriculture Indar Weir. The Barbados Salvation Army is aiming to raise $850,000 this year through its annual kettle appeal. Chairman of the Salvation Army's Advisory Board, Paul Bernstein, told Starcom Network News ahead of its launch on Friday that funds raised during the kettle appeal play a crucial role in the organization's year-round efforts. He noted the Salvation Army slightly exceeded its target last year. And finally, the Spanish city of Barcelona was hit by flooding yesterday as search and rescue efforts continue following devastating flooding around Valencia last week. Spain's state meteorological agency has placed parts of Catalonia on red alert for torrential rain, with local media showing footage of cars partially submerged on the highway. Parts of Barcelona's El Prat Airport, the second largest in the country, have been flooded. More than 80 flights have been cancelled or delayed, while rail services have been suspended. A similar weather event hit the Valencia region with the year's worth of rain last week, which caused at least 217 deaths. Yesterday, rescuers focused their efforts on searching for missing people in underground car parks. Recapping the headlines. Airport taxi operators claim unauthorized cab drivers are impacting their business. St. Giles Nursery School relocated today to facilitate remedial work. A political scientist weighs in on the U.S. presidential election. Opposition leader criticizes government for failing to reform the country's constitution before its Republican transition. And rescuers in Spain search underground parking as flooding hits Barcelona. And that was a 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.